Where the Ways Divide by Vainglorious. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. They find the runner on the planet with the deadly sun. He's thin and dirty and not particularly interested in talking. For some reason, he thinks the squad is after him. More likely, the guards left at the ring are in his way. The sun might have fried his thinking, or maybe he hasn't been around people in so long he's forgotten how to speak. Either way, he makes a really dumb decision and tries to take them on. He has a big gun with ammunition that cracks in the ears and splinters the trees. It'll break a body just as easily, but the runner is almost tentative in his aim. He doesn't go for the kill. Conserving ammo or conserving life, it's hard to tell. All the same, he manages to take Ara and Rakai as hostages. Morons. They were probably too busy kissing to be alert. It doesn't last long. Ronan easily sneaks up behind him unseen and knocks him unconscious with a single blow to the head. Rakai says to kill him. Maybe so Ara will forget he was stupid enough to let the man capture them in the first place. But Ronan outranks him and won't kill the guy solely for Rakai's ego. He gives them back their weapons, sends them to reunite with the rest of the unit hunting Wraith Mad Tyre. In the meantime, as he's binding the man's arms behind him, Ronan finds the scar tissue on the back of his neck. He knows the story before the runner wakes and starts screaming to be released. It comes out of his mouth before he's even fully awake. "The Wraith are coming for me," he spits, twisting in his bonds. "You have to let me go. They'll kill everyone here." He's not visibly afraid of Ronan, sitting across from him in the cavern. Mostly he looks mad that Ronan's got his weapon rested on his knees. "Give me my gun back," the runner orders, as if he's not the one tied up. Ronan has figured out the firing mechanism, and he smoothly racks it just to prove that. The runner kind of flinches in place, maybe surprised. "Who are you?" Ronan asks. "Lieutenant Colonel John Shepard," the runner says, eyes still glued to his gun. "Military?" asks Ronan. The title sounds like it, but it's also unfamiliar. "I was," Shepard says without elaboration. "You have to let me go. Give me that back and let me off this planet." "Because the Wraith are chasing you?" Ronan asks. Shepard looks a little surprised that he doesn't have to tell the story. "Yeah," he says, and jerks again in his bonds. "I called one of our doctors," Ronan tells him. "They can cut it out." For a second, Shepard just stares. "Who are you?" he asks. "Specialist Ronan Dex." "It's in my spine," Shepard says, as if that's not the right answer. Ronan nods. "It usually is. Lots of runners die because they get dumbass shamans and healers messing around in there. Other runners die because they don't run. They stay with people and bring the Wraith. Those should be killed. It doesn't look like Shepard is one of those." Malena comes with the medical team to assist the surgeon. Ronan sticks around until Shepard is on his belly on their portable table, doped into sleeping. Then he backs off a few meters because that much blood is gross, and Malena makes fun of him when he turns green. The doc takes the tracker out with no problem, and Ronan crushes it under his boot. It's probably too late. The Wraith are on their way. They'll be coming after Shepard, and there was a reason Tyre chose this planet. For this reason, the med team hurriedly packs up and takes Shepard back to Satita with them. Ronan stays behind until the darts start whistling overhead. They don't catch Tyre. Ronan sees him and gives a chase, but the lunatic runs into a culling beam. Back on Satita, Kel puts Ronan in charge of looking after the captured runner. He gets the idea it's not a reward. For being so scrawny, Shepard's doing a really good job of menacing the hospital staff. Malena thinks he's cute, in a sad way, like an abandoned puppy. Ronan still has his gun, won't give it back till the guy has someplace else to go. But Shepard doesn't want to tell them where he came from. He won't even say the name, let alone give them the ring address so they can send him home. Ronan asks him how long he was running. 7 months, Shepard says, I think. He looks kind of upset that he doesn't know for sure. Wraith attack your world? Ronan asks. Shepard's jaw clenches. Yeah. Wraith have known where it is that long, Ronan says. Think we're any more danger? Shepard gives in shortly after that. He writes down the glyphs for the ring, but warns that there are security measures in place to prevent just anyone from going through. But when the ring is dialed, no one answers the transmission sent from Setita. Kel won't send a squad, but he does allow imaging equipment to check it out. Ronan sees the video before Shepard does. There's nothing he can say, really. So he just takes a disc to the man's hospital room and lets the images speak for themselves. The ring is intact, but that's all. The robotic camera couldn't get far from it, rubble and debris blocking its metal wheels. Ronan sees large spires lying crushed, water washing over half the screen. Shepard's city is empty. His people are gone. I'm sorry, Ronan says. Shepard uses the remote control to turn off the video. He says nothing. His body is frozen, but his eyes are an ocean.